Yisod. And they will say, I found that people have an exceptionally difficult time with Yamim Noraim. Difficult time. And I think, and I'm not referring to the length of davening or things like that right now. I'm referring to the fact that people walk around with such a heaviness over Yamim Noraim. They walk around like literally Cherev Munachos Al Tzavorim. Like there's a sword over their neck to the point where I can't tell you, and it's a startling thing to say, but I feel compelled to share it, that people tell me, like, they hate the Yamim Noraim. They hate it. They hate it. These are good Jews. Not they hate the Yom Noraim because, not because, like, I hate fasting. No, nobody likes fasting. I mean that people hate living under, like, Lahavdil, like the sword of Damocles. You know, like Lahavdil, Aleph, Alfei, Rivei, Avdalus, but like, the Malach HaMaves, I know the Malach HaMaves is like sitting here and he's just waiting for me to space out during Chazaras HaShatz and Musaf, and that's when he's going to get me. That's going to be, and people walk around with this heaviness and this overwhelming fright. And Yiran Pachas, he'll say, yeah, correct. That's Yamim Noraim. In fact, again, all you need to do is what? Open up Unisana Tokef. Open up Unisana Tokef. And by the way, it doesn't help the little art scroll story in the bottom of Unisana Tokef, right? Right, Rav Amram of Mainz decapitated, not decapitated, every single limb is cut off. And he's sitting there and he's bleeding out and he's dying and he's composing in the Sana Tokef. Like, oh my gosh, Yibono Shel Olam. Like, you know, I'm like embarrassed to say that I'm a little bit hungry. I'd like to just get home for lunch. You know, now I have this image of Amnon Amin. He's sitting there with no arms and legs, bleeding out. He's singing in the Sana Tokef. I'm saying this Tefillah. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? And the truth is, when you look at the text of the Tefillah, it's overwhelming. It's mi yichya, mi yamos. It's all these kind of things. I'll say, you know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh brings out a very important yisod. He's, yes, Yamim Noraim is a time of judgment. And yes, in Yamim Noraim, it's mi yichya mi yamos. Yes, there is, I will say, it's important to understand that when we reflect back on the year, there have been losses, and there have been tragedies, and there have been difficulties. And it's overwhelming to think about the fact that those were decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu last Rosh Hashanah. Last Rosh Hashanah, meaning whatever played out over the course of this past year was decreed by the Ribono Shel Olam last year Rosh Hashanah. And when you think about it that way, you begin to understand the incredible, overwhelming nature of these days. Everything is being decided. My life is being decided. My parnos is being decided. My health is being decided. My shiduchim are being decided. Right? Klal Yisrael is being decided. Mashiach is being decided. Everything is being decided. I must say, it's important to remember who it's being decided by. And it's being decided by a God who loves us. And it's being decided by Ribono Shel Olam, who is my father. And it's being decided by someone who loves me more than anyone else in this world. We often think the people who love us the most is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, excuse me, is my parents. Or the person who loves me the most is my spouse. It's not true. I shouldn't say that. Hopefully, your parents love you a lot, and your spouse loves you a lot, and your children love you a lot, but I just want to tell you something. Just you should know, you know, that love could run out. Your spouse could stop loving you. Unfortunately, it happens. Your children could stop loving you. It happens. You know, we like to say parents don't ever stop loving a child. By the way, it's not true. Parents could stop loving a child. I could do something that could cause my parents to stop loving me. Again, it's not going to sever their connection to me, but human relationships absolutely could come to an end. I know, you know, don't use this at Sheva Brachas, but you know, couples do run out of love. It happens. Marriages fizzle out. They act, people who started life passionately in love could end up hating each other, and despite, it absolutely could happen. Every single relationship could run its course and fizzle out, with one exception. And that's the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ribono Shel Olam, at the end of the day, cares about me, loves me, and accepts me for who I am. So yes, am I being judged? Absolutely. But I'm being judged by someone who has a boundless love for me. I'm being judged by someone who is the most non-judgmental entity in the universe. I'm being judged by someone who understands me better than I understand myself. I'm being judged by someone who loves me despite all of my frailties, despite all of my shortcomings. You know why? Because he knows them, because he put a lot of them there, because he programmed me with a lot of them. This goes back to our Gan Emunah discussions. Why? You'll come to Gan Emunah, we'll discuss why. But that's what we're being judged by. You know, if you're being judged by someone who sits on a bench, you know, anyone who's ever gonna, and I don't mean this is not chas v'shalom a negative statement about our judiciary, but you know, I always find it amazing. You go to jury duty, and you see there's some guy who sits on a bench, and he might have a lot of knowledge, but I don't know anything about his midos. I don't know anything about his character. In fact, I would say that unfortunately, the exposures I've had, and this is just during jury duty, I've seen mean people, judges, nasty people, people who are just dismissive of others. So when you go into a court of law, you need to be fearful. And if it's a jury by your peers, especially if you live in Baltimore City, you know, I'm just saying, like, it's not a pashat zach. I'm just pointing out. But when you come for judgment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, no one wants to be judged. Inherently, we don't want to be judged. But l'maisa, to be judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be judged by someone who loves me, cares about me, and is so non-judgmental of me, and accepting of all my frailties and all my flaws, yes. So it is overwhelming, Abba said. There's no question. We can't, to dismiss the overwhelming nature of the Yamim Noraim would be a disservice to ourselves. But it's important to remember who we're being judged by. And that's the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah. Simcha of Rosh Hashanah is I'm being judged, but I'm being judged by someone who loves me so much. And I'm being judged by someone who will give me the benefit of the doubt whenever possible. And I'm being judged by someone who's not just going to give me a second chance, he's going to give me a millionth chance. And all he asks of me is make a commitment to try to just do a little bit better this year. And if I do that, he'll give me what it is that I want in life. And I will say, this is Rosh Hashanah. This is Aseres Yemei Teshuva. This is Yom Kippur. We have to go in with a sense of awe and a sense of reverence, not fear. Not fear. Sense of awe and a sense of reverence for what is happening above and what is happening here. But an incredible sense of simcha, an incredible sense of confidence, because we know who we're being judged by. It's going to be on the run with an incredible element of simcha, incredible reservoir of a confidence, of hope, of optimism. We should be zochim Eretz Hashem to pour out our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say, Ribono Shel Olam Avinu Malkeinu, yes, I've made mistakes, but if you just give me another year, I could do so much better, I could do so much more. We should be zochim Eretz Hashem to daven for our mishpachos, to daven for our children. There are so many cholim who need a refuah, so many singles who need shiduchim, so many people who need parnosa, so many people struggling in shalom bayis who need a yeshua. Even if you, Baruch Hashem, don't have any of those problems, first of all, Zachisa, you're not even a one percenter. You're like a half a percenter. I don't even know. But if you zocha to have that, then wonderful, Zachisa. But ask around for names of cholim and put them in your machzer. And even if you don't know these people, I could tell you that there are mishpachos that are spending Yom Tiv in the hospitals with sick children. There are people who are spending Yom Tov in the hospital, ultimately struggling with their personal illness. There are people who are coming to shul, and they're happy to be in shul because their home life is horrible, and they would rather do anything than be at home. And there are people who don't know how they're going to make Yom Tov or pay for Yom Tov. These are realities. And whether you recognize it or not, these people are sitting next to you in shul. They're sitting a few rows in front of you, a few rows. Daven for them. Daven for them. Daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Ibn Shalom. He has all of the power in the world. He has all the resources in the world. And sometimes the only reason why things don't happen is just because we don't ask, or we don't ask enough, or we don't ask with enough tears, or we don't ask with enough hislavos or enough passion. Let's ask. In the schus of asking, in the schus of our confidence, in the schus of our hope, in the schus of being judged by someone who loves us so much. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu inscribe us together with our families, together with our people, for Ksiva v'chasima tova, for a year filled with bracha, year filled with mazal, a year filled with parnasa, year filled with refuah, year filled with shalom. But most of all, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu see fit the halavai this year, 5778, this year of Tavshin Ayin Ches, should finally be the year of Geula, the year of redemption, the year of Mashiach, Mehira B'Yameinu. Amen. Amen. Amen.